Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock, and welcome to a progressive roundtable with us here on Herbie Monsters Radio, the Sunday show with Jeff Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself. I'm Glenn Berry. And we'll be talking about the week, the election that happened yesterday, the primary election in South Carolina, and all the rest of the news there is. I have a first up question for Jack. Jack, tell me why you like Mike Bloomberg. Why you think he's a good candidate?
He's very presidential in manner, and manner, there's more things than manner, but he's certainly much better than Trump. There's no doubt about that. And he's not Trump in sheep's clothing. I don't buy that at all. But he knows New York. He's from New York. He knows Trump intimately, and he can't stand the guy, and that's enough for me. Anybody that hates Trump as much as he does and is as effective speaking as he is, he can have my vote anytime.
He's effective speaker. He's been plowing it down. He hasn't really done very well in the debate speaking for himself. He doesn't know the answer.
I saw his three-minute commercial, though. It looked very good. It looked very presidential. But he's got to do more than that.
I don't care for his platform. I'm looking at candidates for what they're proposing, what they're going to do for me, for this
country.
Warren
has great proposals, but, you know, I don't know if she's going to make it.
You know, it's been four states. We shall see in the next week how it goes and who gets how many delegates. It's 1,990-something delegates that you have.
1991.
And, you know, Biden's got 52 and Bernie's got 57 and Elizabeth has 8 and Klobuchar has 7.
6 or 7, yep.
We shall see.
And Buttigieg has 8, and I think he had to bow out.
Buttigieg hasn't bowed out. And
no, he hasn't, but he should. He's kind of in the way.
He's
a younger guy, and that's great. And he's active. That's good. And he's very intelligent. But that doesn't buy him the presidency.
No, but he certainly has a lot more to offer this country than, you know, as far as leadership goes, in my opinion, than Mike Bloomberg.
Mike Bloomberg managed one of the biggest cities in America for 3 full terms, and not too many people hated him for it. A lot of people respect him for that accomplishment, and that's a big job.
Not New Yorkers, though.
I've talked to a number of New Yorkers. I know 3 people that live out there, Gwen. So I'm not talking out of my ass here.
Oh, I don't think you are for a minute. But he wasn't that well liked, and he basically certainly the black community didn't care for him.
Yeah, he's got work to do there. There's no doubt about it. So does Sanders.
And yeah.
And so does Elizabeth Warren for that matter. So does Elizabeth Warren. She's got work to do with the black community.
Well, she's not doing all that bad. Black Lives Matter and Black Women for Business and a few other black groups are supporting Elizabeth Warren. In fact, more black community groups are supporting her than there are supporting Sanders. But Sanders has a ground.
Yeah, he's got a black problem.
Who, Sanders?
Sanders. He doesn't have enough black delegates behind him.
He has a lot of people of color.
He has Nina Turner in Texas. That's a big grab.
She's been on his campaign last time and this time.
She's devoted to him.
She's a mouth, isn't she?
Yeah, she's out there.
But as far as votes go, Sanders has people of color from every He's like the rainbow captain. He
plus, he's been working. He's been working California and Texas very heavily. So I expect him to prevail in both those states. But it's going to not bring. He's not going to get 1991 delegates out of those two states.
Well, no, but there's a lot more states to go too. After there's more.
Those are the biggest ones.
They're the biggest ones, yeah. But there have been people who went on to the primary as the candidate who didn't win for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Barack Obama was one of them, I think, in one of the states.
Obama and
Clinton. Wasn't Clinton a slow starter?
I think
Bill
so.
Clinton.
It could have been.
Bill Clinton, yeah.
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 Could have been. And so was John Kennedy. So... You know, it's anybody's race right now who's still in it.
Yeah.
I don't see
Klobuchar. I don't see Buttigieg. I just don't see them getting the nomination.
Or Tulsi Gabbard. How about her?
No, that's utterly ridiculous. She ought to just quit right now. At most, she's gotten 1%, and that was in one poll or two polls. That's it. She has little support. She's a great lady, but being great isn't good enough to get the presidency this time.
She enjoys a nice income every month from those conversion schools too. I don't care for her at all.
I'm not a big fan of hers either, but I wish she'd just get the hell out. She's clogging the field, man.
Well, it depends. They say it depends. I think, what is all that noise in the background? Is somebody got a...
I don't know what that is.
A door going back and forth or something? Anyway, they say it depends on who comes out and supports you. Well, in South Carolina, you know, that's been whoever the black politicians are there, whoever they endorse are who will get the nomination.
Yeah,
from
that's very true. That was proven true this past week. That's right.
And it doesn't matter what their platform is at all. It's just that, you know, that open.
Well, the blacks
know,
are not a monolithic voting bloc. There's a lot of not dissension, but a lot of divergent viewpoints in the black community right now.
I was going to say, let me interject here, because I have to agree with you. We cannot paint the black community with a broad brush. It's not like that.
No, right.
I have a good Navy friend who's in the middle part of Delaware, and, you know, sadly for him, he is in an area that is all Trump. I mean, they've got big banner flags waving on their flagpoles of Trump.
God help us.
And he saw a car. He was in a parking lot shop and saw a car, had a Trump sticker on it. And Kevin's a lot like myself. He decided it needed to be spit on.
What happened to him?
Well, nothing. He just sat there and saw who was going to come in the car. And it was a black man coming out of the store that got into that car that had his Trump sticker. So
wow.
We cannot paint with a broad brush. Someone of color.
Good point.
And this is where they should be. It's not like that anymore. It's
right,
not from 1964, civil rights.
No,
right,
right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of the industry, industrial side of politics, the corporations that support a lot of the political candidacies and such, they are real scared of Bernie. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they don't like
the
democratic socialism angle. They don't like that at all.
You know, as a matter of fact, I saw something, I think I sent it to Gwen there, talking about, I don't want socialism, you know, this education free for everybody, you know, that's just absurd. Well, the thing is there's many countries around the world that offer free college, advanced education.
And they don't have as big as an income as we do either.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
so
and the thing is
it can be done.
I've said this many times in my writing and also on the show, where I take Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, the summation of his book, and modify it a little bit. The true wealth of a nation in this today's age is in a well-educated workforce, especially with computers and things like that, advanced technologies. And if you're not doing that, if you're not getting your people, your citizenry prepared for the advanced educations of what is going to need in a free market global economy, you are putting yourself behind the eight ball on this curve.
Yeah, very true.
Let's look at this story. Let's take this. From kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, it's free education in this country.
That's right.
Why should it stop because you need to go into your advanced? And really, a high school education is just preliminary.
Right.
What used to be your minimum required education was a high school diploma.
Now you need a four-year degree. Yeah.
Right, now it's a college degree. That's how much the demographics of the business market has changed.
Right.
You need this much of an education. So your minimum of education has to be basically a four-year degree.
Yeah, still, the Republicans shaved off all of the trade schools and all of the specialty schools and community colleges where you could go and get training. You mean to tell me there aren't going to be any refrigerator repairmen or air conditioning experts needed?
That's specialized stuff.
That stuff has been shaved off. Those educational opportunities have been shaved off by the Republicans, and that's something we have to face because that is, you know, and not every kid can go and get an apprenticeship with, you know, a locksmith, if it were.
Right.
You know?
Or anybody like that. Any specialized stuff.
I will say that in the state of Delaware and now in the state of Maryland, Governor Hogan, he's a Republican, but he's not a nut job, have all said a 2-year community college will be provided free through state funding for a student that wants to go there.
Good for him.
Delaware's been doing it for years. Maryland is now stepping up to the plate.
That's great.
It used to be that you could go and for a couple $100 take, you know, courses at a community college that would
get you up now. Yeah.
An associate degree.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also, if you couldn't afford that, the state paid for it.
Right.
Yeah.
It SUNY Binghamton and New York, University of New York, all those schools, you could get into those schools and not have to go into debt so mightily with Pell Grants and all kinds of other opportunities. Because it was a state college, and that was true here in Florida too. But the Republicans shaved all that back.
Yeah, it's disgusting. You know, they're really anti-people. I don't know how they survive as a party.
They're anti
everything but big business and Trump.
Whoever is messing around with their microphone, please stop. It's reverberating.
It might be me. I've got a cold and I'm breathing hard. It might be me.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Pull your mic back a little.
I'll put it on mute, then I'll just unmute it when I need to.
But, you know, the lost that one.
What's that?
I'm so sorry, Gwen. We'll get back on track.
But the thing is that, you know, there are so many opportunities for people. I mean, doesn't anybody want to own their own small business? Well, they can't anymore. Not even, you know how hard it is for these guys. I see all these guys, nurserymen and lawn guys,
mm-hmm.
who try to start up companies and gather, you know, but the Republicans in this state have made it so hard for them to be independent business people. It's just ridiculous. And that's one of Warren's platforms. I've sat in on a few of her small business calls, and she is determined to bring entrepreneurship back, and one of the ways that you can do that is by canceling this goddamn student debt.
And you know, that's insane. It's gotten way too expensive to go to school nowadays, and that's a source of betterment for people, and it's just terrible what's happened, you know, just in our lifetime, just since we were in school. It's really radically changed for the worse, not the better. And hats off to Warren for attempting to solve that. I hope she'll be very successful with that endeavor.
she can solve that problem. This is a woman who every job she's tackled, she's been able to accomplish.
Yeah.
You know, running for president as a woman is a difficult, as we know, a very difficult
sure.
task. It was easier for Clinton to run this race.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, she was the very first, and that's why it probably was a little easier for her. I was amazed that Trump defeated her. I still can't believe it.
Immensely
more qualified than
he'll
ever be.
He really beat her in the public vote.
Yeah, my God.
It was electoral, and they know the computers are showing Russian fingerprints on the mainframe computers.
Yeah.
On those electoral votes.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, they hated Hillary Clinton. The Russians didn't like her at all. So,
well, she was bitch slapping them all over the place over the Ukraine.
Yeah.
She owned Putin's ass.
Yeah.
He got her back.
True.
Yeah.
Well,
a real shame.
She actually came out this week and said whoever the Democratic nominee, including Bernie Sanders, is, she will support.
She'll support him. Yeah,
but,
that's right.
Very good.
But,
right.
Well, that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
But he does have a hell of a groundswell. There's just if after Tuesday, I don't think Warren will bow out even if she doesn't get as many delegates on Tuesday as she could. I think she's in it till the end. I think she'll.
Well, she's
keep
got
at
enough
it
campaign contributions
now
to sustain her for quite a while. So that's good.
Yeah.
Now the people who are hurting for campaign people at this moment are Klobuchar and Buttigieg,
and Biden.
Tulsi Gabbard, of course, but, you know,
Biden,
who cares?
Well, Tulsi Gabbard isn't even trying.
Biden doesn't have that much money right now either.
And Biden doesn't have the ground game. He didn't
That's
put
right.
together
Very
a
good
campaign.
Point. Very
what
good
do you
point.
Think? Just because he was Barack Obama's VP, everybody was going to come out for him? Is that what his plan was?
I guess he didn't have a well-defined plan.
Yeah.
It sure wasn't
in
evidence.
Oh, my God, no. And that's what they've been talking about today all over the place, is that Biden has to retool his campaign if he's serious about staying in. But I think
Big
that
time.
Tuesday's going to show that he doesn't really have, as Jack said, he's going to fall by the wayside. Steyer pulled out. But it's the three runners that are the most popular are Sanders, Biden, and Warren.
Yep.
And Mike Bloomberg has a lot of attention, but that's because he's buying it on television. I don't believe political commercials to go to hell. I don't. I learned that a long time ago. You know, believing something.
Well,
like
a lot of times they're very contrived. There's no doubt about it. But when he spoke very eloquently for three full minutes, I saw that ad. It was very, very impressive, and it didn't smack of bullshit, and it wasn't hype and bullshit like some of those commercial ads are. It was very factual. It was factual based, and it was straight to the public. And I hats off to Bloomberg for doing that. I wish more campaigns would do that instead of relying on slick campaign ads that try to soft sell you the guy, you know, or the woman, whatever the case may be.
Well, he can buy the greatest PR in the world, can he?
That's right. That's the whole thing. Yeah,
and
billionaires,
well,
there should be a limit on what billionaires can invest in their own campaigns. I don't like the idea of a billionaire buying his way into the presidency. I don't think it's smart.
When it gets down to Citizens United.
Yes. What a bunch of shit that was.
Now, that's never going to happen if we have someone like Biden or Bloomberg in there. That never happened.
No. You're never going to
happen. No.
And well, Bloomberg's already opposed to Citizens United.
That's what he says.
Well, I buy it. I buy it, Gwen. I have no reason not to. I don't think he's a snide cynic. I don't believe that at all.
I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, but that's my gut, you know? I mean,
here's
a guy who's been sued. He is a guy who's been sued by a lot of people for a lot of things, not just women for how he's treated women.
Well, he's a prominent businessman. I know a lot of businessmen that have been sued many times incorrectly. So there may be some merit. And the women that sued him Maybe they had good reason to. I haven't seen the cases on it yet. I'd love to see the cases on it. I hope they do come forward and make their noise.
So would Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yeah. and he's made it possible for three of them to do so, so I sure hope they'll come forward and do it.
Boy, wasn't that a double jackpot for those gals.
Well, they haven't played it yet, so let's see what happens, you know.
Yeah, they haven't come forward, have they, at all?
It would be nice if they did. Maybe they're fearful that he'll retaliate.
Don't you think Bloomberg would put them forward? Bloomberg, don't you think he'd push him forward to get Warren off his back? Oh, my gosh.
She's on top of him
constantly.
I don't think that'll happen.
And she's on top of Biden now. Did you hear her in Texas yesterday and today? Oh, my gosh. She's pitchforks and hammer handles now.
Yeah, I don't like that approach by her. I'd like to see a better approach from her, to be very honest with you. I was very disappointed in some of that stuff.
She doesn't get
I expected better of her from that.
Better of her?
Yeah, I expected
what,
better of
her. She should be pounded down by the other side and just
no,
say,
no,
me?
You know better than that, Gwen. Jesus Christ.
Well, but what are you thinking is her being wrong? It's wrong for her to point out the record, on the record, something about another politician.
No,
that's
it
kind
of smacked of
do?
Viciousness, and I didn't like that aspect at all, not even close. I don't like that in any Democratic candidate, man or woman. I just hate that.
But that's what it always is in every political
race.
Not always.
No, not true.
No?
No.
Well, tell me when it hasn't happened. I remember Obama and Clinton going at each other.
Not like
you know?
That they didn't. Not like that they didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they didn't. I'm sorry.
Jeez. So Elizabeth,
Obama was above the fray that whole time. Clinton got a little bit below the belt once in a while, but nowhere near what I've seen recently, and it's not a good trend. I don't like to see this in any Democratic candidate Republican candidate. You know, William Weld has come out against Trump, and he's spoken logically against him. He isn't getting anywhere, but he's done it a gentleman's way, and I applaud William Weld for doing that.
Well, I was going to say Trump set the bar. Oh. He drove it down low. He just broke every rule and rewrote the rules.
Yeah.
On you know, nastiness does get you the nomination, does get you the election.
Yeah.
And
for
I don't
example.
Care if it's the most tasteless.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Whether it's making fun of a physically handicapped reporter or he just makes up things, you know.
I watched Klobuchar and Buttigieg go to town on Warren and Bloomberg and then over to Bernie in the last debate.
Yeah, it didn't do much good.
A lot more times than I saw Warren go after any. She made the right points, of course, that's my opinion. But she pointed out the differences between her and Bernie, and then she went to town on Bloomberg with his record. She's not making crap up.
No, I
She's
never said that.
She's using his record. And, you know, I thought, you know, this last debate, just my sister turned it off. She said, that's just disgusting.
It
and
was
I
terrible, really.
Point.
It was just terrible. That's not what Democratic candidates are supposed to do. They did a poor showing for themselves, all of them on that one. I didn't think it was a very well conducted debate at all. And, you know, the damn media eggs them on. They egg them on to do that stuff.
Yes,
and I don't like that at all.
Yes. They were really
They poured gas on the fire. I don't like that.
Yeah, and the
anything
only,
for
I,
spectacle.
I was.
Yeah.
I thought Warren stood her ground and tried to make her point when she could get her voice into it. I thought that Biden was a gentleman because he
stayed
stood back
and
he says, "Yeah, he to a greater degree, yes, he did." Mm-hmm. And Bloomberg couldn't get anything in.
He looked very inept. Yeah.
He does every time, unless he's got somebody coaching him and he's standing in front of a camera doing something.
Oh,
with,
come
you know,
on now. How many debates has he been in? How many? Give me a break,
two.
Gwen.
Two. He's been in two debates. In both debates, he looks like,
the first
you know,
one, he looked absolutely horrible. The second one, he sounded better. So
yeah,
there's hope for Bloomberg fans out there. I'm not endorsing Bloomberg, and I'm not castigating Warren, but I think it's much too early to be ground in the dirt and saying, I'm voting for this person no matter what. I'm not like that. I never have been.
Oh, well, I chose my candidate early.
Good for
I'll
you.
I will stick with my candidate. And
that's
if
fine.
If she doesn't make it, then I will choose again.
Yeah,
but
that's the way it goes.
It won't be Mike Bloomberg.
I'll be voting for the Democratic
Biden.
Candidate, no matter who he or she is.
Anybody
but Trump.
And the
yeah,
majority,
I was gonna say,
the majority
yeah, I
of the country is
stated,
saying that, too.
Yeah, I jokingly stated, well, I'm really not jokingly, but kind of tongue-in-cheek to say, that I will vote for a crack-pipe-smoking monkey. Before I'll ever pull another Republican lever again in my life.
Well, at least the way the party's constituted right now, I agree.
The majority of the country is saying the same thing. That, you know, whoever the candidate ends up being, they're going to vote for him.
Right.
My sister can drive me in blindfolded. I actually vote from home. I vote from home. I'm a mail-in vote. My vote's already in for this primary. Are you gentlemen?
No, I don't.
Mail-in?
I go to City Hall here.
The polls because, when I was out in Columbus, I had a absentee ballot,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm back home here now, and like I said, living in Annapolis, Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is the capital of Maryland.
Right.
I will be walking into the voting booth myself personally.
Yeah. That's
in
great.
The general election, there's a whole lot more on the ballot than just the presidential nominee,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Right.
And so it's really important.
And it varies
for
by state.
To vote.
It varies by
yeah.
state. You know.
It's very important for everyone to vote and to be aware of the issues.
And not just the president or your senator. It's got to
yeah.
be more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd also say, be well-informed when you go into that voting booth.
Absolutely.
You know, that's how Trump got in. It's all propaganda bullcrap that people swallowed. Oh, I'm voting for Trump. He's a businessman. He may be a businessman, but he's been bankrupt with every damn thing he's done, and he's been
exactly.
doing nothing but laundering Russian mob money.
It's all BS, but it was PR work that got him there, you know?
Yeah. You got to see beyond that stuff. People have got to delve
absolutely.
In more than they do.
Absolutely. It was PR work.
Well,
yeah.
Here in Florida, everybody who's registered with a party gets a pre-ballot in the mail to
mm-hmm.
look up and see what's on the ballot to make
sure.
your choice.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get the party's inclination toward how you should vote. I've gotten those in the mail myself.
Yeah, I look everything up. If I don't know or if I'm not sure, I look it up. And
sure.
it's not
well,
as
that's
easy
good.
As you would think. I mean,
no,
voting
it takes research.
Budget?
It takes hours of research,
yeah,
really.
It
you
does.
Can't just do it boom, 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 you know?
You can't.
Well,
just
the
go,
thing is,
and,
is, we're a different demographic, so. You know, we have this show. We want to be informed. We have to be informed.
Exactly.
Because when we're passing on information, we have to be accurate. Especially
yeah, and we don't just spout bullshit.
Side.
We know
right.
that.
You have, especially when it's progressive side, because if we misstate ourselves, that's when, you know, someone's going to skewer us like with a hot poker.
That's right,
so
man.
We
good
have
point.
To be accurate.
Well, it's come down to, as far as I can see, it's come down to a split within the Democratic Party of progressives and moderates.
Yeah,
and
that's not a healthy thing, but
the moderates are more right wing than you
yes.
know than anything, and it's
right.
like that's what a candidate like Bloomberg or Biden or Buttigieg, to a certain
mm-hmm.
degree, Buttigieg
yeah.
said,
mm-hmm.
and I've been to his site and read his proposals, but they're not as green as I would like.
No,
and
right.
they seem to sit. A whole different section
he's from Indiana,
know?
And he's trying to appeal to the Indiana voters, and they are more conservative. That's a Republican state.
Yes.
That's a Republican
state.
Yeah,
the whole Midwest demographics, yes.
Yep.
Well, I understand that. It's too bad that
too bad he's trying to run as a Democrat.
I don't understand how the Midwest or the middle of the country, which is a lot of farming and a lot of industry, cannot understand the importance of what is happening with all the floods that are hitting them, everything the farmers are going through right now in our breadbasket. I do not see how they can vote moderate without a Green Deal or even Republican. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It makes
sense. Let me extend this thought. The suicide rate of farmers in the Midwest is skyrocketing because, you know, this generation, the current, you know, steward of the land who inherited from his father, who inherited from his father, who inherited it from his father, is losing the farm because of the tariffs that were implemented.
Yep.
That has, you know, and the head of the Farm Bureau in that whole area there has publicly stated, says, we have lost markets. We will never get back.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Oh. Gentlemen, we have news breaking right now. Pete Buttigieg is ending his presidential bid.
Well, that's fine with me.
There we go. Well,
he had breakfast with Jimmy Carter this morning.
He's
heading back to South Bend and will give a speech tonight suspending his campaign.
That's interesting. Well, one less to worry about.
I don't like to see that, to be honest with you, gentlemen. I really don't like to see that because he's the youngest.
Well, the voice of youth has lost a leader for now. He has plenty of time ahead of him, and he will resurrect again. I predict he will. But for this campaign, I don't think he fit into it. And we'll see, though. You know, we just don't know. Everything's so unknown these days. It's so volatile.
Right.
And but I in a way I'm glad to see him out of it. He was kind of clogging it up a little bit there.
I'm sure the gay community's
upset, and I don't blame them for that because they get trounced on all the time. But their candidate is not going to be the president this time. There's no doubt about that. But you know, it's just the way things go. You can't always get what you want in politics.
The gay community was sort of split on Buttigieg.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's just wow.
That's kind of mind blowing.
So we're really coming down to the big four. The big four would be Sanders, Biden, Warren, and Bloomberg.
Yeah, and Klobuchar, she's hanging on by a thread. I don't think her expect her to stay in very much longer.
She's going to get through Tuesday
in Minnesota and maybe win Minnesota, maybe. But that'll be the end of her campaign.
I haven't seen any kind of polls from Minnesota. Who's doing well up there? Is that Biden?
Well, the Star Tribune, the biggest paper in Minneapolis, just endorsed her for president, and they said her time has come and she's earned it, and that was that was the epitome of what they had to say about it. But just because they endorse somebody doesn't mean that they automatically get elected. I mean, endorsements, they're batting about 50% on their endorsements.
Well, there was several of the big newspapers in Texas endorsed and came out for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, right.
But
when
the votes came down, Texas went for Trump.
Yep. And so you can't tell by endorsements. They're important levers, but they don't guarantee votes or popularity or anything like that. So it's nice to have them if you've got them, but if you don't have them, too bad. You can battle against them and win. You know, that's been proven many times. But at any rate, Klobuchar is still in there. I don't know why or how, but and she's my state senator. I like her, but I just don't think she's presidential.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either.
No, her time is not this year, maybe never. Who knows? She's great in the Senate, but that being a senator is not the same as being a president of the U.S., you know?
Well, they've all got.
She's very intelligent,
capable.
No doubt. But you know, that's not good enough.
Oh, she's very capable. She's
very
capable.
Much so.
She seems to be very strict too. Strict is a good word. Yes, she's strict. So she plays by the rules.
Yeah.
But in the politics, rules aren't what they always seem to be. In other words, she went down to the medical belt there in New Hampshire and Massachusetts line and made a bunch of promises to the medical industry.
Yeah.
But that's politics. That is politics. That's what.
And I think they knew where it was coming from, and I think they took it accordingly. So at least I hope so. At least who knows? We'll find out on Tuesday.
Yeah, we certainly will. I did watch last night the crowd that came out to listen to Elizabeth Warren. She brought thousands in to listen.
Yeah, she does.
She's
very good. She's a very good orator in front of a big crowd. No doubt about it. Much better than Trump. Of course, that guy's so full of bullshit.
Oh, my God, did you hear him? I was, this was a conversation.
Oh, the Democrats are to blame for the spread of Ebola or of coronavirus. That guy is so full of shit.
No, at his rally, what he said was, I don't think most people are going to be able to afford to get a vaccine. And then he put a price tag of $3,700 on it.
Yeah, he pulls this shit out of his ass. I don't know where it comes from. But
I know, but to do that.
That's
most
so
of
irresponsible.
People,
and to say only 15 Americans have been infected. What? I don't know where the hell he's getting his. This guy is nuts. He's absolutely nuts.
He's a pathological liar. He has never come out with accurate statements
anytime.
Of any statistic.
Right.
And
he just shoots his mouth
up. Fox News will repeat it. Then someone else like Sean Hannity will repeat what on Fox News. They said this and stuff, right? Now they've given it validity because Trump just made up some bullshit on the spot.
Yeah,
that's
disgusting.
What goes down.
Well, Fox News has never been a good source for news anyway. Fox is all it is Republican Party propaganda. That's all it is, and that's a shame. We need good news accuracy in this country, and we're sure as hell not getting it from Fox News.
Say, where's Huntley and Brinkley and Cronkite? And
they're spinning in their graves, man.
Well,
they're spinning in their graves.
MSNBC pulled down pieces that, I mean, what was it Chris Matthews did this in the last few days? Oh. He pounced on Warren and compared her. He compared her to something, and it was just like, is that real? Now, that's the second time.
That's weird.
Within a week that Chris Matthews is, I mean,
comparing
her.
Well, he takes a side. There's no doubt about it. He takes a side, and he lets you know about it. He's not shy about that. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, but he's out of time and out of place.
I agree. He's not my favorite commentator, there's no doubt. But he does have a point now and then, but not on that one.
Somebody ought to just put a stake in him, get rid of him.
I don't know how his ratings are. I think he has a fairly high-rated show.
No, he doesn't. Actually,
what are the Nielsen ratings on him?
The Nielsen ratings go to CNN in that hour. They don't even go to Fox.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay,
right.
That's good to know.
Then it goes over to Fox at 8 o'clock, which is a back and forth between Chris Hayes and Fox.
Yeah.
But Rachel Maddow rules the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh yeah, she's got it. Yeah. She's number one.
Then at 10 o'clock, it goes back over to Fox. Larry O'Donnell doesn't do so hot. Neither does Brian Williams at 11 o'clock.
He's kind of weak. He's kind of weak, yeah. His guests and stuff. He's very topical, and I like that. But he's not the strongest commentator on TV at night, no doubt about it.
I don't listen very often to CNN, but during the elections, it seems to me that CNN has the numbers much quicker than any other.
Yeah, they seem to be on top of it really well.
Yeah, they seem to have much
true.
Quicker response time for numbers.
They're really doing their homework, I think, yeah.
And I will give them this. I've been watching back and forth on information on the coronavirus. and CNN is doing a lot more than any other network to bring the facts to bear on the coronavirus and putting more doctors.
That is really scary. That coronavirus is just, it's the most frightening thing. And, you know, we've experienced SARS, we experienced MRSA, and they didn't raise any eyebrows, but corona seems to have just captured the airwaves, and it's actually terrifying when you think about it.
Well, here's some numbers I just happened to, matter of fact, I sent it to Gwen before the show here.
Mm-hmm.
To throw some parallels, of course, the Spanish flu, or really swine flu,
Oh, yeah, that's 1918, 1919, yep.
Yeah.
Once you got it, that 2% of the population died, which translated into tens of millions of people.
Right.
Your regular flu. See, they're just saying, it's just a flu. No, a flu.
No, flu can be dangerous, too.
About 0.01%.
Yeah.
Yes, 0.01% of people die from the flu. The Spanish flu, it was basically 2%.
Right.
In China, in Wang Yu or whatever there
in
China. Right. They are experiencing a 2% death rate once you have...
So it's like the 1918
contact rate, this virus. So it is in parity with the pandemic of the Spanish flu.
Yes.
Right.
In China.
And, you know, keep in mind, during the Spanish flu time, people didn't have jet airplanes. They didn't get around the way people do today. There were hardly any automobiles on the roads in those days.
Well,
so,
what happened was that started in this country. And World War One started out.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's all the doughboys in the barracks where they're confined and contracting it. Then they shift them over to Europe.
That's right, yeah.
That's so, that in other words, yeah, there might not have been airplanes, but there was a mass migration of, military-age men who basically contracted it in the barracks of the army bases in this country and then took it to Europe. That's how it got there. Then that's how it got named the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
It was really the swine flu that started here in the United States.
Well, I'll tell you, gentlemen, what's upsetting me most about this, because a friend of mine that I've known for years on Facebook, we've never met face-to-face, but this is a gal I've known for a long time, and I really respect her. We have the same alma mater. And she said, you know what scares me, Gwen, is that this, you know, she said Huckleberry in White House could use this as an excuse to declare martial law.
Oh, Christ almighty.
But
that,
it's a
you
thought.
Know, that would be just about their speed. Oh, God, I hate to think of it, but, you know.
She had a point.
Can't
she
be ignored. Can't be ignored.
And if that were to happen, that, but see, I see this all happening as like, it's like the political perfect storm.
Well, you know, if I don't know that the military would go along with that. I think that you'd have pitched battles between different groups. I don't think the military would vote in as a whole to go along with any sort of action like that. I think there would be dissension left, right, and center. It'd be divisive. It'd be more divisive than we are right now.
Well,
and let's hope we never see anything like that.
Oh, I agree with you, but it's incredible that this is a possibility, Jack.
Trump has broken every established protocol of the presidency.
Right.
That's never been laid down and followed by all the ones before him.
He has got to be retired.
Yeah, well, that's right. So
no doubt about it.
Can we get a long box to put him in?
He ought to be jailed. He ought to be jailed for the rest of his life.
But if you elect Joe Biden president, he'll never see the inside of the jail. And he'll never be investigated properly.
Well, yeah.
That's true. That's why I wouldn't be with Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's another reason I wouldn't be supporting Biden. But
wanted to mention something, gentlemen. I know you guys are both readers like I am, and you probably read The Call of the Wild, and it's been made into a movie.
Yeah, the movie's coming out.
With Harrison Ford, and it debuted this weekend. Didn't do too well because, you know, it isn't Han Solo, but I saw some clips of it, and I'm planning to go see it because it looks like just a beautiful rendition of the story.
Yeah, and, it looked like it, yeah.
It's yep. something
well,
we
that's
need.
That's what Carol and I like to do when, you know, we're together is to go out to the movies and stuff, and I've seen a lot of the previews.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It does look very well done.
Yeah.
And I, yeah. I would be maybe interested in checking it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as this coronavirus, there's already protocols in Florida. Teachers are being told that if anything comes up in a school, the school will be immediately shut down.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, my sister.
Didn't experience that with SARS or MRSA or anything like that. So this is really is terrible.
The contagious aspect of this is very, very high.
Yes,
like I said, we're seeing numbers of 2%.
Last I heard was 87,000 worldwide, and it's rising. That's horrific.
In this short amount of time, yes.
In a month or so. Good God, it's scary.
Well, in California and Oregon, all along the western states, and my godchild is in Washington State, down in the southern western end of the state, and
yeah.
I'm concerned. She's a college
Well, that
professor.
Death occurred in the very northern, northwestern part of the state, almost by Canada.
Yeah.
But even
well,
so,
yeah, he was...
to have it appear
I mean,
anywhere is bad.
You know, darling, you spend a dollar and you give it to the guy at the stop and go pump your gas and get soda at it.
You could
you
have
know,
contaminated
you,
that
yeah,
dollar.
That dollar, it travels on.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
a little bit of death crawling all over it for a day or two, 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, they don't have a handle on how it even spreads. That's where
no,
we
they
are
don't.
With this.
Well, they want
Did
you to
you,
wash your hands constantly, and they want you to keep your hands away from
well,
your face
yeah,
and eyes and
good,
mouth and
yeah,
nose.
That's a good hospital protocol. Cough into your elbow or your sleeve.
That's
off
right.
Your hand.
Yep.
Things like that. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that was brought up on some of the shows this morning. I have to tell you, I sit and I work at my bench. I have so many essential oils going over my hands and things that, you know, I know will take care of it. But I just finished a large order. Now, my bottles come to me. They've been purified. They've been sanitized.
Well, that's good.
I talked to my bottler out in Oregon, and I said, I got to ask you, how do you guys pack? Because sometimes I'll only order 20 bottles, so they have to break a cart, you know, a case down.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, we've always used gloves because it's glass, Gwen. I said,
oh, yeah,
great.
Well, good, yeah.
But what I did was I filled all these 4-ounce bottles and put, and then I took rubbing alcohol before, you know, anything. And I rubbing
right.
alcohol every one of them just
good.
To
That's
be sure.
Good. That's
because
good. Right. that does prove
to,
that has been proven to kill this virus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so does apparently Lysol.
Yeah. Lysol. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got it. I've got it in my bathroom.
Well, we all should. You know?
It's a good thing to have, you know.
And so does Comet cleanser.
Yeah, Comet
I
cleanser.
Use,
no,
I use Comet
it.
In the bathtub and stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm just something else. I just wanted. To, I was watching like the history of Las Vegas, the early years, and they were talking about the 1918
flu
pandemic.
Yeah.
And in Las Vegas at that time. It was mandatory that you walked around with, like, the surgical mask.
Weird.
But they went on to say, and this will be true for this coronavirus, is the surgical masks aren't really going to do anything because
no,
the virus is so small.
It's so small, yeah.
Well, they drove, to apparently paint the picture, they put it perfectly. They said, that would be like trying to keep out dust using chicken wire.
Yeah. Good analogy.
That is your perspective, right?
No,
right.
But,
there is a
well,
mask that you
is,
can use that is recommended. It's a medical mask. I forget the it's the H55 or something, whatever it is.
Yeah, 995 or something.
995, yeah, right.
But here's the thing. They don't have enough of them.
They don't have enough of
and
them.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and of course, people got slammed on Amazon, but Amazon shut that down. You know, they were overcharging stuff. What I think is true, though, is it's good to use any kind. I mean, I have a bunch of masks from when I'm working with wood and stuff and using my Dremel. I think it's good to use if you have any kind of sniffle or anything, you should be wearing something like that. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They've always done in China and stuff is to keep it from, you know, if you cough or sneeze or whatever. I just throw all my bandanas into the wash, man. I'll just wear bandana. They can call me a rebel or a Che Guevara or whatever they want to call me.
I would advise everyone to go to Google and Google coronavirus 19 and look at what the symptoms are. It's not just the sniffles. It's like a dry cough. There are about six or seven symbols that are characteristic of this virus, and it'd be nice to know them. And then knowledge is not perfection, but knowledge is very helpful. And the lack of knowledge is not deadly.
I've got all the sites, including the CDC, posted in all my social media.
That's great.
And a lot of people do, so it's not
hard
to go and find out. But there's something I learned today. You know, I'm using the hand sanitizer. I went out today, and I had to go down the old dollar store for a few things.
Oh, can you get some still? There are shortages of that.
I used the hand sanitizer. Well, Bobby was in the hospital last week, and he brought like three big bottles of it home.
Oh, great.
I used but. You have to, once you use the hand sanitizer, you have to keep your hands, you know, for like 2 minutes from touching anything.
Anything, yeah.
For the hand sanitizer to work.
Right.
So if you go ahead and to kill whatever is on your hands. So if you go ahead and use that and then immediately grab the steering wheel or the door handle or whatever, then you're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right, Good point.
I didn't know that, so it was
I didn't either. I didn't either. I just thought,
So yeah, you have to be careful with that stuff. And there's another thing that they were talking about also. People who have to use medication, like take shots, like insulin and stuff like that, to be extraordinarily careful and to use their wipes and everything the way they're supposed to, because it's it's just you just got to because puncturing the skin like that that's bad if anything.
Well, it lets in any pathogens that are in the immediate area. There's no doubt about that. So there are a number of precautions that people have got to start thinking in terms of their physical safety on, and the more knowledge, the merrier and the better, and the more long-lived we will be if we follow those directives.
Yep.
I agree. So
here was Trump talking about it's going to be gone like some miracle, and I'm thinking we should be so blessed to have you be gone as quickly as possible. God almighty, what an absolute oaf. What a bullshitter.
Agreed. He is. Yes. Agreed.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I saw something on Facebook. They were talking about the flu, the Spanish flu of 1918. And somebody came out and said, it eventually died out all by itself. Yeah, after it killed tens of millions of people.
Yes, yeah. You can't just ignore this stuff or poo-poo it away. It won't disappear.
That statement.
It won't just disappear because it's unpleasant to think about. I don't know how people can be so damn stupid.
Well, Pence is going to pray it away, by the way.
No, he's an idiot, too. He's a moron.
Well, I will say this. You know, as you gentlemen both know, I'm a pure pagan and child of goddess and all of that. But I was raised a Roman Catholic, and I do like Pope Francis.
I like him a lot.
I do, too,
There's a lot of this over there spreading in Italy.
Oh, Italy. It's terrible,
The Pope the Pope has been taken out of circulation because he had an incredible case of flu. So if you're saying your prayers or if you're sending your healing light or anything like that these days, you know, think of the good guys like Pope Francis.
Absolutely.
You know, for them to lose, gosh knows the Catholic community has diminished in many for many years, but there are still billions of people who look to him as the Holy Father, if
you
will.
Right.
And for him to be lost would be a symbol of bad, bad energy.
That particular one, very true. Very good point, Gwen. Yeah, he's a very good man, and you know, he doesn't have a political agenda. He isn't bought out by anybody. He just speaks his mind, and he speaks the truth as he sees it from the Bible.
Heart.
So
he's not
bought out.
He does come from a compassionate heart.
Right.
Compassionate
exactly.
heart.
Yep.
Good no,
he was. He was a
he
rebel.
He saw
God.
Atrocities in Argentina, like the lost
yes.
children. He's you know he's old enough.
He was a rebel.
Yes,
he was a rebel. And
right.
and basically, he had to take over for the little Nazi who's Ratzinger, who's still in the back office there.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody didn't see The Two Popes, they should. It was actually quite a good movie because it gave you the information. It's available on Netflix. So, you know. Good movie. It gives you the backstory between the two men. But Pope Francis is out of commission because he's got a bad flu, and there's so much of the coronavirus in Italy right now.
Oh, let's hope it's not that. That would be terrible.
Yeah. Well, what happens is you get the flu, and it's really bad, but it goes into pneumonia.
Pneumonia, and that can kill you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's hope they keep him well aerated and the Iranian
prime minister has the coronavirus.
And the vice president of Iran does too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
A number of them have a lot of government officials
that,
too.
Yeah. It's
pretty scary.
It started in China, so it spread through the Asian continents, India and things like that, Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And
Korea was really bad.
It's global.
There's no escaping it. You've got to just be very careful and cautious about how you're dressed, how you use your hands, how you keep yourself clean.
Yep.
All those things enter into the picture, and it's you can't escape it. There's nowhere on earth you can go to escape it. It'll follow you. Some way or another, it'll get to you if it's going to get to you. So there's no escape.
Exactly.
You've got to be careful. And just because it's getting warmer outside doesn't mean that that's going to banish it. What a bunch of shit. That's another nonsense claim by Trump.
There's a whole school of tropical diseases because it just percolates.
What an absolute idiot.
Idiot. I mean, a complete and total idiot. And to put Mike Pence in charge, oh, my gosh.
We're at the end of the hour, it looks like.
We are. So
it can't be. Oh, my. Well, this has been a really good show, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, you can see Jack Jodell at the Saturday Afternoon Post, and I've been putting a lot of articles in lately because there's been so much happening. It's kind of hard to do it only once a week or every couple weeks, but... it's been pretty active, so I expect that to continue, at least in the near future. So go to the Saturday Afternoon Post, and that's where you can find me with my articles every so often. And Wayne, you're at the Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson?
Very good. Well stated, yes.
Yep,
Minds,
very good.
Plural, and Times.
Well, everybody needs to get out there and vote who's listening.
Yes,
absolutely.
Tuesday's a big day.
And the big Tuesday stage. And I just want to wish Elizabeth Warren wind in her sails for this. I do have a choice, and my choice is her. So I do hope, as Jack said, they get a little more civil with one another.
Yes.
I really do.
Yeah, we
make a good point, Jack. So
the snideness that we've seen creep into the Democratic debates is not, it's not a Democratic way of doing doing politics. So you've got to get over that stuff. It's too easy to do, and it's a pitfall. We don't want to end up there. So,
well,
at any rate,
once you cross that line, it's hard to go back to civility.
Yeah. Until next time, I urge everybody to keep pushing forward. That's the only way we can go. Keep pushing forward.
Good night,
all. Thank you, Jack. Good night, all.
Thank you, Gwen. Have a great week now. Good luck. Hopefully Tuesday will be a good day for everybody.